Leader!
Order, order. Resuming after a week's adjournment, Parliament began another three-week sitting period with a ministerial statement from the Minister of Biosecurity, David Carter.
Mr Speaker, last Friday at 4 p.m, MAF was informed of the suspected discovery of PSA on a single orchard in Te Puke.
Mr Carter said the immediate focus was on ascertaining the precise nature of the disease and how far it had spread.
PSA is spread by pollen, heavy rainfall, strong winds, animals and humans. Kiwi fruit remain safe to eat.
Labor support was promised by their biosecurity spokesman, Damien O'Connor.
However, the opposition would be remiss if it did not identify perhaps some of the potential pressures that biosecurity has been under. And while the Minister and the Prime Minister have reassured the House that no cuts occurred, the facts are somewhat different, Mr Speaker. We have had 54 frontline staff cut by that Minister from Biosecurity Services, Mr Speaker, in 2009.
Damien O'Connor's criticism was echoed by his counterpart in the Greens, Kevin Haig.
The Green Party has earlier in the House questioned whether a biosecurity approach based on risk profiling and selective practices is adequate. We have questioned the appropriateness of cutting funding and frontline staff positions in biosecurity, as this government has done.
On to question time now, and trouble ahead for Women's Affairs Minister Pansy Wong. First, a ticking off from the Speaker.
To ignore the question totally is not very wise.
Lockwood Smith asked for the question to be repeated and told Pansy Wong to listen to it this time.
And not tell the House, give the House a mini speech, what she wants to tell the House, but to at least give some sort of answer to the question.
But the Speaker then excused Pansy Wong from having to answer questions from Labor's Pete Hodgson, who wanted to know why she had signed a document in a ministerial capacity while on a private trip to China.
Does a woman demonstrate leadership when, as a cabinet minister, she witnesses a deal in China to advantage her husband, even though both of them travel to
order.
China privately?
Order. No, order. Order. That question's also ruled out.
Question time was followed by a snap debate on the resignation of Justice Bill Wilson from the Supreme Court. There were two applications, both from Labor, one from David Parker and the other from Trevor Mallard. But before accepting them, the Speaker laid out some ground rules.
In debating the matter, it is important that members have regard to the comity between Parliament and the courts. It is highly unconstitutional to reflect on or speak disrespectfully of the judiciary. The court system may be criticised, but such criticism cannot extend to the court itself. While there is no prohibition on referring to a judge, members must not do so in a way that is critical or suggests a judge was unfair or unjust. The conduct of a former judge, however, is not so protected.
Lockwood Smith then invited David Parker, himself a former Attorney General, to start the debate.
Mr Speaker, I think as the seriousness of this issue was highlighted by the Honourable Judith Collins when she in her press release in respect of the acceptance of the resignation of Justice Wilson and the payment of close to $900,000 to him in terms of a $400,000 golden handshake and $475,000 of cost, said that this was unprecedented and was very relevant to the reputation of the judiciary.
Responding to David Parker, Judith Collins, who dealt with the matter as an acting Attorney General, outlined the events leading up to Bill Wilson's resignation.
On the 4th of October this year, the Judges' Council approached the Solicitor General to discuss whether and on what terms the judge might tender his resignation. The terms offered by the former judge were extremely excessive, and I would not countenance them at all.
Judith Collins said she could not reveal details because they were confidential.
It was not my intention to bring about the resignation of a judge. I think it is an extraordinarily difficult thing to ever be to have to oversee. However, the judge made this offer himself. It was not asked of him.
But there were some positives.
What it has shown is that judges at even the highest court in New Zealand are open to scrutiny, that they can be held to account and therefore find their continued hold on office untenable. I believe that that is what's happened here. I thought it was an extraordinarily sad day that we ever had got to that situation. And I don't think anybody in this House would find that a very edifying situation.
Judith Collins speaking in the snap debate on the resignation of Bill Wilson from the Supreme Court. Other speakers in the debate included the Greens' Kennedy Graham, Nationals' Paul Quinn and Labour's Charles Chevelle. I'm Tom Frewin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.